Philadelphia once set itself the goal of being the first big city to end chronic homelessness, and the city did dramatically cut the number of people sleeping on the streets downtown. Now, the number of homeless is climbing again, and no one is quite sure why. Joel Rose of member station WHYY has that story.
Katie Duncan lived on the street for 3 years. She was struggling with drug addiction and mental illness. So when she was offered the keys to her own apartment, Duncan says she didn't believe it.
I was on drugs. I have a mental problem. Who the hell would want to help me?
Now the 44-year-old Duncan is off drugs. She's working part-time and living in an apartment in North Philadelphia, a few blocks from where she grew up.
I have a first floor, which I always would get the third. I have a backyard, and I love it. I'm not moving no more. The only way I move is they tear it down.
Duncan got her apartment and drug treatment services through a federally funded pilot program called New Keys, part of a broader effort around the country to fight homelessness by placing the chronically homeless in permanent housing first and worrying about their other problems later. Dennis Culhane teaches sociology at the University of Pennsylvania. It may seem counterintuitive, but Culhane says so-called housing first programs are sometimes cheaper than traditional approaches that emphasize treatment and sobriety.
When people who are on the street are placed in permanent housing, they end up getting hospitalized less frequently. They don't get as arrested as often. So when you total up all of the reduced use of those services, it nearly offsets the cost of the housing. It suggests that it's a wise public investment to place people in housing rather than have them live on the street.
Culhane says housing first programs helped cut the number of people sleeping on the streets of downtown Philadelphia from almost 800 people a night during the late 1990s to fewer than 300. That's far less than New York, San Francisco, or Los Angeles. In an interview late last year, Philip Mangano, head of the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness, touted Philadelphia as a success story.
Philadelphia has been a model for cities around the country. There are mayors and other people who have made pilgrimages to Philadelphia to see the effort that's been made here that has reduced the street homelessness in Philadelphia by about 50%. I know that there's been a recent tick up in that number.
In fact, it's more than just a tick. After accounting for seasonal fluctuations, homeless advocates say about 600 people a night are sleeping on the streets of downtown, more than twice the number of a few years ago. This despite the fact that the Bush administration has poured millions of new dollars into homeless services around the country. The University of Pennsylvania's Dennis Culhane says federal money helped build new housing in Philadelphia, but it didn't make the problem go away altogether.
We had a lot of successes in the late 90s and early 2000s, which led to the creation of a lot of new units. It's hard to sustain that level of success. So now we're dependent on vacancies in turnover in the units we have.
And some advocates say the administration is putting more pressure on existing homeless services by cutting subsidies for public housing. Sister Mary Scullion is the director of Project Home, the largest private provider of homeless services in Philadelphia.
They continue to cut housing programs, except for the programs for the chronically homeless, which is just the tip of the iceberg. But the other cuts help produce chronic homelessness. So we have a long way to go.
Sam Santiago is an outreach worker for Project Home. It's his job to drive around town talking to the homeless, trying to connect them with shelters and other services.
It's a slow process with everything. And sometimes the politicians basically want a quick fix. This work is not a quick fix.
One of the men Santiago did convince to come into a shelter is Alan Krause. Krause had been living in a park in northeast Philadelphia for over 2 years. When I spoke to him, Krause was staying in a city-funded shelter called Somerset, but he did not know how long he'd be there.
They're going to close some of these shelters, and they don't have enough shelters as it is. There's still a lot of people out on the street.
Do you know what's going to happen to you if Somerset were to close?
I guess I'm back to the park.
As it turned out, Krause did have to leave Somerset when the weather warmed up. Today, he's back in the park. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.